Comedy International. Another star of show business in an original comedy specially written and produced for Comedy International. And tonight, in honor of Republic Day, we're going to feature one of South Africa's own film stars, the irrepressible Al Debo, in a delightful story called The Singing Postman. Now, let's meet Al Debo as a South African postman delivering his morning round of letters.
Return to sender, address unknown. Return to sender, number 35. One milk bill, one electricity bill, and a letter from America. That will be Mrs. Pina's sister in Massachusetts. Whenever I feel afraid, I strike a careless pose. That's it. That's it. I'll patent a matchbox called Careless Pose. Yeah, that name is a lot of class, and my jingle on Springbok Radio will be, whenever I feel afraid, just strike a careless pose. There must be a lot of frightened people in South Africa, and they'll all buy my matches. Come to think of it, they'd probably buy a dog instead. Futsak, or I'll fix you, man. Well, number 128, and that's my lot for today. Pete Worth is yet today, like he was yesterday. Letters for everyone, he has one from your son. Electricity and water, he has one from your daughter, and one from your crony, who lives in Benoni. Benoni, Benoni, who lives in Benoni.
Ah, that's a fine voice you've got, Mr. Bertha.
Is it?
Yes, that's a fine voice you've got, Mr. Bertha.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Courtney. I mean Dr. McPherson.
Yes, very fine voice indeed. You ought to have something done about it.
You mean an operation? Is it that bad?
No, no, not at all. I mean trained.
Man, that's very kind of you, Mr. Dr. McPherson. But I haven't got time for that.
Nonsense, my boy. Make time. Now tell me, what are you doing this Sunday?
Well, I usually get up pretty late, about 4 in the afternoon.
Yes.
Read the papers, the comic strips, you know. And then I get on my bike and I go wherever the gang goes.
Well, why not go to Buffalo Springs Pleasure Resort and enter the talent contest?
What, me, a postman, enter a talent contest? You must be joking.
Well, of course I'm not. Why, Jack Buchanan was a paper boy once.
Was he? Who was he? I never heard of him.
Who was he? He was just one of the finest Scottish singers, actors, and dancers.
Well, I can't dance.
That doesn't matter. It'll all come in time. And then there's Matt Munro. He was a bus driver.
Well, I heard of him. Does he dance?
Not that I know of, but... No, I don't think he does. Nevertheless, he drove a bus.
He could get a job here, you know. They're short of bus drivers, I'm told. My girlfriend says she's a bus conductor, and she told me.
Oh, he couldn't become a bus driver here. He's making thousands on his record sales alone. And then there was Mario Lanza.
Well, he's dead.
I know he's dead, but before he died, and before he was discovered as a singer, he was a lorry driver.
Did his lorry have a trailer?
Did his lorry have a trailer? How should I know? Well, what does it matter if his lorry had a trailer or not?
Well, you see, last Saturday it was, I was driving on my bike to Potchefstroom, and there was this lorry that was going about 60 miles an hour in the same direction as me. Well, I decided to take him.
Take him?
Overtake him, you see. And just as I passed this abnormal load sign, the trailer of the lorry swung out and very nearly pushed me off my bike. Well, I was shaken, I can tell you. So when I got about a mile in front of the lorry, I stopped at the resting place. I parked my bike and waited for this lorry to catch me up.
And then what happened?
I'd hope you asked me that because I was going to tell you. When the lorry driver passed me, I raised my fist and I called him all the names under the sun.
Quite right. Those trailers are terribly perilous. Not only are they terribly perilous, they're very dangerous too.
Well, I'm not sure now I did the right thing, you see.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, he might have been a budding Mario Lanza.
Oh, I shouldn't worry yourself about it. Those trailers are incredibly perilously dangerous. Now, look, come inside and we'll discuss entering you for the Buffalo Springs Talent Contest.
Well, that's very kind, Dr. McPherson. I'll bring your letters in for you. Mario Lanza, eh? Matt Munro. Did you know that Pete Worth used to be a postman?
I think it's a terrible idea.
But, Eddie, it's worth a shot, and you never know. I might win.
Oh, you'll more than likely lose.
Probably, but it can't do any harm.
That's what you think.
Anyway, do you know what Matt Munro was before he was discovered?
No, I don't know. Tell me.
He was a bus driver.
A bus driver? He certainly sings a lot better than the bloke who drives my bus at the moment. Ooh, Boot Erasmus. You know, Boot sometimes gets so carried away by his singing he forgets to stop at the bus halt.
And did you know what John Boogang was before he was famous?
He wasn't a singer, man. He was a writer. He wrote the 29 Steps. We did it for JC.
Well, Dr. McPherson said he was a singer, actor and a dancer. And before that, he used to sell newspapers. That's probably how he became a writer.
How did he become a writer?
Well, sometime after he had become a dancer. You can't go on dancing forever, you know. Oh. Singing you can. Look at Bing Crosby. But dancing you can't. And he probably got to thinking about all those newspapers he used to sell. And then he probably thought he could write the news better than the blokes who write the news. So he became a writer.
Who did?
John Bunyan. And then Mario Lanza. He was a lorry driver.
No, he wasn't, man. He was a singer.
I know he was a singer, but before...
But before he was a singer, he was a lorry driver.
Quite right. How'd you guess, eh?
I don't know. I have a sort of intuition. So I suppose in a few years' time they'll say that Pete Buerta, the famous singer, used to be a postman.
It could be.
Oh, well, I still think it's a terrible idea, man. I'm not going to watch you make a fool of yourself.
Well, then what are you going to do this Sunday?
Oh, I'll ride Pillion on one of the other blokes' bikes.
Whose?
I don't know yet.
Not Ginger Craddock's?
Maybe.
Oh. Care for another milkshake?
No, thanks.
Well, that's that then, isn't it?
Yeah, suppose so.
I think I'll go and practice.
Yeah, you do that.
Right. Care for a cool drink?
No, thanks.
I think I'll go and practice.
Right.
Bye then, Eddie.
Bye, Pete.
Oh, Eddie.
Yes, Pete?
If you ride pulling with Ginger Craddock...
Yes, Pete?
Make sure you wear your crash helmet, eh?
See the lovely dewy garden bearing orange perfume greeting. Orange perfume. Orange.
Ginger. Ginger Craddock. Hope he breaks his neck. No, I don't. Eddie will be on the back. Hope he strains it then. I'll show her. I'll show Eddie. I can see it now. Pete Buerta, the famous Italian tenor, returns to South Africa direct from the La Escalator Milan.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment we've all been waiting for. The Civic Theatre is hushed as the audience, or rather I should say as the whole of South Africa, awaits the entrance on stage of the singing sensation of the year. Any moment now, onto the stage will walk Pete Buerta. It's quite incredible to think that only 2 years ago, Pete Buerta was a postman in Johannesburg. Ah, here he comes now. Yes, and he's looking absolutely immaculate in white tie and tail. Pete Buerta bows to the conductor and the orchestra, and then steps back a few paces. It has been reported extensively in the Italian press that Pete Buerta's voice has an incredible likeness to Giuseppe Di Stefano, both in tone, timbre, and even in his phrasing. Well, here then is Pete Buerta singing the Verdi aria, Dearest Aida, from Aida. The lights dim, the conductor raises his baton, Pete Buerta.
Are you going to be in the bathroom all night, Mr. Buerta?
Just coming, Mrs. Bloomberg.
Return to sender, address unknown. Return to send.
Heck, man, I'm nervous. This buffle spray business. I should never have let Dr. McPherson talk me into it. That was on Monday, and Sunday was a long way away then. But it's Saturday today, and Sunday's only tomorrow. Tomorrow. How am I going to get out of it?
Return to sender, address. Address. That's it. I've got laryngitis. That's it. I've lost my voice.
I'm very sorry, Dr. McPherson, but I've got I've lost my voice.
Morning, Mr. Buerta.
Morning, Mrs. Abernoth. How's it with you?
Fine, thank you, Mr. Buerta. Yourself?
Fine, thanks, Mrs. Abernoth.
You see, Dr. McPherson, I was fine this morning when I got up. I didn't think about Buffalo Sprite at all. There I was sitting in the bathroom practicing my scales when they suddenly struck me. It suddenly struck me that I was supposed to be singing at Buffalo Sprite tomorrow. And at that very moment, I got lodding. At that very moment, I lost my voice.
Oh, it'll never work. He'll know I'm only faking. Dr. McPherson wasn't an army doctor for nothing. Hey, I could break my leg. That's it. I could jump from a great height and break my leg. Yeah. No, he'd push me onto the stage in a wheelchair. Nothing trivial like that would stop Dr. McPherson. Still, if I came onto the stage in a wheelchair, I might win quite a bit of sympathy from the judges. Heck, man, what are you getting so worked up about? It's only singing. Not like you feel before a rugby match. That's right. Piet Botha, you just say to yourself, it's not as bad as you feel before a rugby match. No, it's worse. Number 16. One circular. You know, if I was a business firm, I would print my circulars on round pieces of paper. Then they really would be circulars.
Postman! Postman, I wonder if you would help me.
Sure, what seems to be the matter?
Well, you see, my cat is up that tree and it can't get down. It's been up there for 5 hours and... Well, I was wondering if you could phone the fire brigade from the phone at the top of the road. Phone them, would you, and ask them to come round and get my cat down. Very worried about it. Here's 5 cents.
Yeah, there's no need for that, lady. I'll climb up the tree and bring her...
It's been neutered.
Well, bring it down.
Oh, would you really? That's very kind of you.
It's only a pleasure. While I'm climbing up, would you put some cushions on the ground so I can drop him, it onto them gently?
Oh, what a good idea. I'll get them straight away.
Yeah.
Well, let's grab this branch and pull myself up. Ooh,
there was a new fence on it.
Not very far to go now. Ah, there we are.
Now come here, push. What a monster. You should have seen it before we shaved its mane off. Push. Gotcha.
Oh, well done. Look, I've brought a basket with a cushion in it. If you drop Leo into the basket when I hold it up, he won't have so far to fall.
Leo, eh? I might have guessed. Right, I'll lean out as far as I can and I'll drop him into the basket. Ready?
Ready?
Bombs away.
I'll just take Leo inside and give him some milk. He's been in that tree for over 5 hours, you know.
Excuse me, lady, but before you go, I wonder if you could phone the fire brigade and ask them to come around. You see, I can't get down. I'm terrified of heights.
Oh, my goodness.
On second thoughts, cancel that. You see, if I stay up here, I can get out of singing at Buffalo Sprite tomorrow.
You're an hour late, man. What kept you?
I got held up in a tree. I got held up.
Hey, Pete, you're limping. What happened to you?
I fell.
How?
From a tree. Just wasn't looking where I was going and I fell over.
I bought you a coffee an hour ago.
Thanks.
But it was getting cold, so I drank it.
Thanks.
Then I bought you a cool drink.
Thanks.
But that was getting warm, so I drank it.
Thanks. Say, Eddie, this ankle of mine isn't half throbbing.
Well, let's have a look at it. Roll up your trouser.
I can't in here, Eddie.
Of course you can, man. Come on, roll up your trouser.
Oh, okay, then. That's my shoelace, and then.
No, come on, Pete, man. Let's have a look at it. Here, let me.
Right, then. Hey, Eddie.
Yes, Pete?
You will be gentle with me, won't you, Eddie?
You won't feel a thing. But I haven't even touched you yet.
No, I was only practicing for when you do.
Well, grit your teeth, man. Here goes. Goodness me, Pete. Oh, it's swollen right up. It's gone a deep purple, too.
When a Piet Botha falls on sleepy garden walls.
Ooh, it must be terribly sore.
Oh, I can't sing at Buffalo Sprite now, not with this sprinkled ankle.
Of course you can.
How?
You just hobble onto the stage and sing.
Oh, I thought I could get out of it.
Ah, you're not going to get out of it. Not now that you promised Dr. McPherson. You can't let him down, man.
Well, I thought he'd feel sorry for me and let me off.
Of course he won't. Would Caruso let down the Italians?
No, he wouldn't.
Would Kenneth McKellar let down the Scots?
No, he wouldn't.
Would Virginia Lee let down the South Africans?
No, he would. No, she wouldn't.
Would Pete Werther let down me?
Pete Werther? Who's he?
You idiot.
Me? Yes, that's right. Pete Werther's me.
Well, would you let down me?
No, of course I wouldn't.
Good.
But you're not coming. How can I be letting you down?
If you don't sing at Buffalo Sprite tomorrow, you'd be letting me down.
Would I?
Yes, you would.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll have to do it.
Oh, I'm so proud of you, Pete.
You are?
Yeah.
In that case, I'll really have to do it. Say, Eddie, why don't you come with?
To Buffalo Sprite, you mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch you make a fool of yourself.
Say, Dr. McPherson, you better stop the car.
What on earth for?
My ankle's gone green.
So's the rest of you, lad. Not feeling sick, are you?
Well, I'm not feeling so hot, Doctor.
It'll be the lunch Mrs. McPherson gave you. I told you to go easy on that roast pork.
Roast pork?
Yes, and all that apple sauce.
Apple sauce?
Yes, and then you had 5 lemon meringue pies.
5 lemon meringue pies?
No, it was 6. You had 6 lemon meringue pies.
Would you mind not saying lemon meringue pies?
Lemon meringue pies, certainly.
There, you've said it again.
What?
Lemon meringue pies.
Did I say lemon meringue pies? I had no idea I'd said lemon meringue pies after you asked me not to say lemon meringue pies. I mean, did I say lemon meringue pies?
Yes, 4 times.
4 times, eh? Must be getting absent-minded. You just try to hold on to your lemon... you just try to hold on to them, and we'll be there in a minute or so.
This is how paratroopers must feel just before they jump.
Nervous, you mean?
Yeah. This is how divers must feel before they go to the bottom of the ocean.
Yes, I suppose it is.
This is how astronauts must feel before they blast off.
They must get pretty nervous, certainly.
I'll tell you something, though.
What?
I bet none of them have lemon meringue pies before they do it.
Ah, here we are at Buffalo Sprite Pressure Resort.
Is a 50 cent, please?
No, we don't pay. My friend here is taking part in the talent contest.
Who's on stage now?
The female impersonator.
Am I next?
No, it's the juggler next, followed by the conjurer. Then it's you.
I'm last, am I?
Well, that's the best place to be in a talent contest.
Yeah, that's where I'll end up last.
Of course you won't. You'll have to be better than the tap dancer.
And that was the beautiful female impersonator, Lorraine, who in real life is Larry Van Vliet, a traffic cop. Perhaps next week he'll be working as a meter maid. Yes. Thank you. And next on the bill we have a juggler. In real life, he's a greengrocer from Turpentine. He feeds the racehorses carrots there. he feeds the racehorses carrots there. Turpentine. Never mind. So now, let's have a big warm Buffalo Sprite welcome for the Portuguese Pepe, the juggler from Jeppe.
Only wish Hickey was here.
Oh, it's probably just as well she isn't. She's more than likely making nervous. Are you still nervous?
No, I'm not still nervous. I'm terrified.
Well, that's a good sign.
What are they laughing at?
Oh, the juggler's just dropped one of his balls.
Oh. Am I next?
No, it's the conjurer, then you.
Oh. Has he dropped another one?
No, he's fallen off the stage. Oh, he's all right, though. He's got back up again, and he's going on the duo.
He'll probably win. The judges will feel sorry for him. Did Mario Lanza win a talent contest?
Oh, quite a few, I expect.
You know, if Hetty was here, I think I'd sing better.
Maybe. Try not to think about her.
I can't help it. She's very attractive.
Is she now? Ah, that's the juggler thing. He didn't have much of an act.
Am I on now?
No, it's the conjurer.
Oh. In that case, I think I'll go next door.
Well, don't be long.
And thank you, Portuguese Pepe, the juggler from Jeppe. And now, ladies and and gentlemen, from Portugal, we're going all the way to Bronco Strait for some conjuring and some card tricks. Oh, talking of cards, that reminds me, last week I won a lot of money at cards. I played snap against a man who stuttered. Played snap against a man who stuttered? Yes, thank you, madam. And now let's have a big warm Buffalo Sprite welcome for the Tan Canasta of Bronco Sprite, Oliver Carruthers!
Who's on now?
The conjurer.
Oh.
Have you got your music?
Yeah.
Good. Now, when the compere's introducing you, you hand your music to the pianist.
Right. You know, Dr. McPherson, I think this is all a big mistake. I think I'll just go home.
Hey, come back here. You can't do that. Think what Hattie will say.
What will she say?
Well, I don't know. Something to the effect that she knew you would never go on stage.
Do you think she'll say that?
If you don't appear here, she might.
Yeah, she might. I'll show her.
That's right. You show her.
I will. I'll show her. How can I show her if she's not there in the audience?
Well, she may be.
If Hattie's out there in the audience, I'm not going on the stage. I'm going home.
How?
I'll walk.
With that ankle, it's 27 miles.
Well, I'll thumb a lift.
Not many people will give you a lift on a Sunday unless you're in uniform.
Yeah, I suppose so. Do you really think Eddie's there in the audience, I mean?
Oh, probably not.
You think the least she could do is turn up and watch her boyfriend sing?
Oh, that's the conjurer. Now it's you.
I thought it was the juggler.
No, it's you. Now, the best of luck. No, don't go on stage now. Wait until the compere announces you.
Right.
Thank you very much. That was Oliver Carruthers, the 8-year-old conjurer from Bunker Strait. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he's only 8 years old. And now, folks, our last turn in the current contest this afternoon is none other than a singing postman. By the way, why did the penny stamp? Because the threepenny bit. But it goes better in England. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, let's give a big, warm, Buffalo-Sprite welcome for the singing postman of Kempton Park Extension Number 5, Pitt Butter.
Could I have your music, please?
Sorry, I forgot. Yeah, you are.
So? Oh, that one again.
Go on, Pete. For Pete's sake, clear your throat.
Right, I'm ready now. I'll show that, Hattie. Because... Well, did you have a nice time on the back of Ginger Craddock's bike?
I didn't go.
Oh. Why not?
He didn't go.
Oh. Why not?
He strained his neck.
No, I don't believe it.
He did, man.
Did he fall off his bike?
No, he slipped when he got out of his bath.
He must be accident prone.
Yeah, I suppose so. By the way, did you actually sing at Buffalo Sprite Resort on Sunday? I bet you didn't.
That's what Dr. McPherson said you'd say.
What did Dr. McPherson say I'd say?
Well, he said that you'd say, if I didn't go on stage and sing, he said that you'd say, I knew you wouldn't.
He said that, did he?
Yeah, he said that you'd say, I knew he wouldn't.
And did you?
Did I what?
Go on stage and sing.
Yeah, I did.
I knew you would.
That's not what he said you'd say.
Did you win?
No.
Oh,
I nearly forgot. He has a present for you. A box of chocolates.
Ah. Oh, thanks, Pete. Thanks. They're lovely. Thanks.
Don't mention it. It didn't cost me anything. They were the second prize at the talent contest.
You mean you came second?
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
Oh, it was nothing.
I think that was very well done. Oh, thanks ever so much for the jockeys.
Come and have one.
Thanks, I got that. Mm.
Mm. Ooh, Turkish delight is my favorite. So who came first, Pete?
Well, I'd rather not tell you.
Oh, go on, Pete, go on. Who came first, man?
Oh, very well, then. An 8-year-old conjurer from Bronkhorstspruit.
In tonight's Comedy International, you heard The Singing Postman, specially written for the series by Ian Hamilton. Al Debber starred as Pete Buerta. Hetty was played by Barbara Kinghorn, Dr. McPherson by Warren Sands, and the compere by Hal Landini. The Singing Postman was produced by Derek Morton